Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The rescheduled date of the second round of France's municipal elections is due to be announced today by the Prime Minister and the Minister of the Interior. Édouard Philippe and Christophe Castaner will give the date selected by the government. So far, it looks like June 28th will be the preferred date after the Conseil Scientifique gave the green light. If the situation was still looking too risky nearer the date due to COVID-19, voting could be postponed again until January. 5,000 of France's municipalities did not have their mayors elected after it was impossible to go ahead with the second round of votes after March. A long weekend of social distancing lies ahead with today's bank holiday. In some areas, particularly tourist hotspots, preventive measures have had to ramp up again due to a recent influx of crowds. Without people keeping the required distance from one another, there is still the risk of the spread of COVID-19. At Mont-Saint-Michel, it will be mandatory for all visitors to wear a mask this weekend. In Tours, the banks of the River Loire have been shut off after crowds had gathered there, and the beaches are closed again in Morbihan. In the Savoie, the mayor of Entremont has closed all access routes to hiking trails in the Chartreuse Massif due to large crowds gathering. 83 more people have died from coronavirus in France over the past 24 hours. More than 28,000 people have died in total. The number of patients in intensive care units continues to decline slowly. Renault is playing for survival. These are the words of the Minister of the Economy about the struggling car manufacturer this morning, printed in the newspaper Le Figaro. Bruno Le Maire's comments come after Renault announced that it could be closing several of its plants due to a downturn in business. Renault is due to finalise a drastic savings plan by the end of the month that will aim to recoup €2 billion. This could mean Renault closing three sites across France and stopping production in Flins. A support plan for the automotive sector is due to be announced next week by Emmanuel Macron. And finally, in the United States, the flags on federal buildings and national monuments will fly at half-mast today to honour the people who have died of coronavirus. The country has suffered more than 1,200 coronavirus deaths in the past 24 hours. The total number of deaths stands at more than 94,000, making the United States the worst affected country in the world. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.